At length, little Hugh found himself completely worn out with running away from Mr. Toil.
"Take me back! Take me back!" cried the poor fellow, bursting into tears. "If there is nothing but toil all the world over, I may just as well go back to the schoolhouse."
"Yonder it is. There is the schoolhouse," said the stranger.
For though he and little Hugh had taken a great many steps, they had traveled in a circle instead of a straight line.
"Come, we will go back to the school together."
There was something in his companion's voice that little Hugh now remembered, and it is strange that he had not remembered it sooner. Looking up into his face, behold, there again was the likeness of old Mr. Toil, so that the poor child had been in company with Toil all day, even while he had been doing his best to run away from him. Little Hugh Idle, however, had learned a good lesson, and from that time forward was diligent at his task, because he now knew that diligence is not a whit more toilsome than sport or idleness. And when he became better acquainted with Mr. Toil, he began to think his ways were not so disagreeable, and that the old schoolmaster's smile of approbation made his face, sometimes, appear almost as pleasant as even that of Hugh's mother.